Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing Quest. That is spelled K-W-E-S-S-T to all of you, our listeners. The company is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol K-W-E and on the OTCQB under the symbol K-W-E-M-F. Now, Quest is a defense and security company. They have a number of products, some of which are already in the market, some of which they are more taking to the market in a new sense. I am chatting with the executive chairman, David Luxton. Now, David, since this is your first time on the show, and since this is the first time we are introducing Quest as a company, please give us a little bit more insights into where in the defense and securities sector that the company is focused and pushing forward on, please.
Sure. Well, good morning. Happy to do that. Quest is in a very high growth sector of the defense and the security market globally. As everyone is aware in the industry, there is a massive modernization underway, certainly throughout the U.S. and other NATO countries and NATO partner nations, to modernize land forces. Now, this requires enabling technology, and Quest sits at the very center of that. And just for a little more context and color on that, the reason this is such a high priority with defense departments everywhere is that over the years, almost all the casualties they've taken in conflicts, about 90% of them, are all taken by ground forces, soldiers and security forces on the ground. They haven't had the benefit of the kind of protection and the kind of operational effectiveness that big systems provide on aircraft, on ships, on tanks and other big armor vehicles. Quest has an ultra miniaturized proprietary technology that enables that same kind of capability to now be made available to the soldier on the ground. I'll talk more about that in a moment.
Okay, David, let's get into some of the products, because those are going to be the main drivers for the company. There's a handful of products here, again, some of which are, I believe, already in market. Some are just coming to market. Give us an overview of a couple of the main products here that the company is offering, please.
Sure. Happy to do that. And all of that, of course, is shown pictorially and with a lot of description right on the company's website, which is just quest.com. Under the hood of all of the products and systems the company is bringing to market is this proprietary, ultra-miniaturized integration of sensors, software, ballistic algorithms, AI, machine learning. And so it reduces things that are typically the size of a furniture down to the size of your thumb. Now, that has a lot of different applications. As I say, you'll see them all explained on the website. But just to briefly touch on what each of them are, the one that is in the market today and is in military exercises with a key U.S. military customer is a situational awareness system that does something never before possible. So it provides situational awareness from any source, including from drones, directly to the soldier's smart device. And they all have them. That's why we have the partnership you see described on our site with Samsung, because Samsung is the provider in almost every case of these smart devices. So now soldiers on the ground can know what's going on, and they can know it in real time. But more than that, with a little clip-on device from their smartphone or smart tablet, they can clip the system onto their weapon systems, and now the weapon knows exactly the same thing. And you can tap out where the adversaries are, where the targets are. You can see where everyone's weapon is converging. And now you're two things. You're much safer because you can be further back. You don't have to be so up close and personal to know where the adversaries are and what's going on. But you're also much more operationally effective because your weapon now knows where the adversary is and can target that adversary automatically. So this is a capability never before possible that really makes the soldiers safer and makes them much more effective on the ground. So that's called our TASCS system, stands for Tactical and Situational Control System. Again, all explained in detail and with pictures on the website. Some of these things are hard to imagine, but let me continue to try and paint the picture. The next products that the company is bringing to market are a Phantom electronic decoy, more about that in just a moment, and also a laser defense system against some new and evil emerging threats in combat. And let me talk about those two first of all. So the electronic decoy solves a big problem that NATO countries are rushing to find a solution for. And that's because certain countries, big countries in the world, have developed weaponized laser systems that can be used against personnel on the ground, and to quite devastating effect. And they've developed ways of locating soldiers on the ground from their electronic magnetic signatures. What the Phantom system does is it creates a decoy. It makes you think from its ability to mimic NATO electronic transmissions that the good guys are over here or they're over there or they're somewhere else. So you sprinkle these in a theater of conflict in some contested area, and now you've fooled the adversaries into where you actually are. So that buys safety, it buys mission time, and it avoids the kind of calamity that NATO forces are only too aware of now. One incident, which was reported publicly so I can comment on it, was in the Ukraine just a few years ago, where adversary forces were able to listen in on and detect communications from two full mechanized Ukrainian brigades, and from that locate their position and annihilate them in a matter of moments with precision missile fire. And that's the problem that needs to be solved. And our Phantom electronic decoy is a very elegant solution to that, is under active considerations in the U.S. and in other countries, including here in Canada. And in fact, we've been invited to do a very key demonstration of that to a military customer in the U.S. this summer, and are encouraged to think we'll probably start getting first orders by late this year. So that's the Phantom electronic decoy. Laser weapon systems are another new and emerging and distressing threat for NATO countries. NATO countries and some other NATO partner nations have already been up against this in areas of the world I won't talk about. It's a bit security sensitive, but countries that have developed these ground-based weaponized laser systems are not party to the international conventions that prohibit the use of this. And they're being used to a great effect, real injuries and real intimidation in contested areas by detecting anything optical and then hitting that with a high energy laser beam and frying whatever the optical item is, including eyeballs. And NATO, we know, has been looking far and wide for a solution to this. Again, we're very encouraged to believe from what they tell us that what we have here, our laser defense system, is the only thing of its kind that they're aware of. And so we expect to have the first demonstrations samples of that out and in their hands for evaluation over the summer and the fall of this year. Excuse me. So those are two examples of products that are coming to market in addition to the TASCS product that is already in the market. And recently we announced another very interesting new product that is synergistic with something else we've developed. And something else is called a shot counter. Doesn't sound very sexy, but what it does is it counts just what it says. It counts the number of shots that a firearm has fired. And what's the benefit of that? Well, it's twofold. It means you can do selective maintenance on the weapons to keep them in top condition. And you can vastly reduce the cost of maintenance. there, I can give you an example close to home where our own Canadian forces, for example, returned their assault rifles to Polk Canada down in the Kitchener-Waterloo area to be completely refurbished at a cost of many, many millions of dollars each time. So this reduces that cost, keeps the weapons in top condition, and there are requirements for this shot counter system for this purpose almost everywhere around the world. Which kind of makes the point, I'll pause and emphasize, everything that Quest is bringing to market is there to try and address existing problems today with very elegant and unique solutions. We know of no other equivalent to any of these things. So it is not technology looking for an application. There's real market demand for this.
So, David, what does it look like here bringing these different products to market? I understand the TASS product is already kind of in the market, but the Phantom Electronic Decoy, the laser defense system, how do you get these into market to start generating revenue?
So we have a go-to-market plan that consists of the following, and it's something we've done previously in other incarnations to great success, where we sold hundreds of millions of dollars of product by, first of all, seeding it with end users, key opinion-making end users. It's what we're doing right now with the TASS system. That, in turn, always attracts big prime defense contractors who are basically integrators, but they have all kinds of what they call capability gaps, and they seek to partner with companies like Quest in order to fill that capability gap. Well, that pulls us through into all of their programs wherever they may be around the world. It's a very powerful part of our model. And we have some of those partnerships already announced. They're on the website. We have said before that we expect to be signing up more such partnerships this year, and that's going to be part of an important part of the news flow. And that is a key piece, along with seeding the product with opinion-making end users. And then for to supplement international sales, we have a very well-established, long-established network of proven agents and reps in over 100 foreign countries. And they, depending on the country, can be necessary and important to making the product introduction into their market. So there's the three legs to the go-to-market stool, the key customers we seed this with, the prime defense contractors, the OEMs who come to the party because they see that and they want to partner, and they are partnering, and supplemented by agents and rep network we have in place overseas. And one of the other items that I should mention, just because it is a hot item, is that among the threats that soldiers face on the ground now are drones. And one of our important products is a technology and a product that defends against this. It's a micro drone missile, and it will go up. It can be hand launched by soldiers on the ground or security forces. It will automatically, autonomously find and lock onto hostile drones, and it will hunt them and kill them with pure kinetic energy. No explosives. It just whacks them with a tremendous amount of force and takes them down out of the sky. We were recently down selected by the key U.S. military agency that's driving the search for solutions for this. And there's a next phase to this happening now through the end of the year that we'll be participating in. And that's another great example of taking this same technology that's under the hood. Excuse me. In this case, we acquired additional technology to improve the mission capability of this. And it will be an important part. It's a key part. If you look at any of this on the internet of what ground forces are trying to do everywhere to protect themselves from this kind of threat as part of the modernization of forces.
So, David, then in terms of any of these products being maybe a focus in the near term for revenue generation or, quite frankly, the revenue model, how is that going to play in? What can investors watch for the company to start generating some significant revenue?
Sure. Well, of course, the company is now in revenue. In December, it announced a $1.1 million contract with this key U.S. military customer, and that was for the TASC system. And in this case, the variant that has been provided was the TASC system that gives not only the soldier the situational awareness, but allows him to snap it on to a mortar, in this case, 81-millimeter mortars. Those are a big workhorse weapon system in most militaries. And this it means that that can be in the fight, as they say, in a matter of seconds rather than minutes, and it has unprecedented accuracy. That contract is being fulfilled now till the end of September. On the heels of that, we would expect follow-on contracts, and we'll be in discussions about those follow-on contracts being multi-year funded. And that, in turn, is the catalyst for other customers who have similar requirements. And we are already responding to proposals from a number of customers to provide that same capability. big opportunity, because this is just on 81-millimeter mortars. Most NATO countries have those, and NATO partner nations have them as well. But this system will go on almost any type of weapon. And so when you size that market and that opportunity off of the installed base of these, it's very, very large numbers. And it's very compelling to customers, because it means they're turning their traditional dumb weapon platforms into modern smart systems without having to change the weapon or change the ammunition. And that is a very, very compelling part of the proposition. The other catalyst that we would suggest that investors can look for are one I already mentioned: more relationships with more OEMs. That translates ultimately into revenue, and that can be big revenue, and it can be globally based revenue, because they have programs around the world. So I would say stay tuned for more of that, as well as more contract announcements. In addition, there are various government agencies that would like to see us develop a next generation version of some of these products. And there's a lot of funding proposals that are pending with them. We would expect most of those to mature and turn into funding this year. One other item that I didn't mention yet that would start to see some funding this year is something that sounds a bit arcane. It's called ATAC integration. Well, what does that mean? ATAC is the Battlefield Management Application Software, developed by the U.S., used by most NATO nations and partner nations. And this is the way of the future. Everything, every application, ours and anybody else's, has to integrate into ATAC. Well, we were sponsored by the U.S. military to be able to do that. We were provided the specialized software kit to do it. And we've had a lot of inbound inquiries by small firms and big firms, prime defense contractors, to do this integration for them on an outsourced basis. This is serendipitous, new source of revenue that was not in our original plan, but we expect that will turn into some revenue in the near term, meaning this year, and could grow significantly in out years. Commend investors to look at the website for what's called the low energy cartridge system. This is a non-lethal munition system just acquired by Quest. There could be early revenue from this starting this year, and that we could expect could ramp pretty quickly in 2022 and beyond. It's a very big opportunity. Worth having a look at. It solves a big problem that markets are asking for everywhere. I'll stop there.
Okay, so there is a lot to take in here, a lot of different products under the Quest portfolio here. Just wrap us up, because we are running a little long here, David. In terms of near-term cash flow and cash in the bank for the company right now, where does the company stand, cash in the bank, and what near-term cash flow can investors expect that should or hopefully drive the stock?
Well, the company is a good cash position right now, having just concluded on a well oversubscribed financing. So it raised, went out to raise a couple of million. It raised 4.4. And that on top of the revenue that's flowing now from contracts means that the company's in a position to actually execute on an expanded business plan. And so there's going to be a lot of news flowing from that. And in the near term, that would be more contracts. It would be more OEM partnerships that convert to contracts. And there would be first sales this year from the new products being brought to market. So there's a profile of what the near-term news flow should look like, and it all drives revenue.
All right, David, I appreciate this introduction. Now, I'm sure there are some more questions from all of you regarding this company, so please email those to me, fleck@kereport.com. I'm happy to follow up with David in a couple more interviews to give you some more information on maybe the products that you guys are most interested in or the focus of the company in the near term. Please just email me those questions and I'll get David to address those. David, I appreciate your time. Thank you for the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks very much.